Hey, Ruben.
Hi, Sal. Hi, Sal. Good morning, Ruben. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear. Just following up in regards to your account, just checking in. Is it a good time?
Yes, it is a good time.
Okay, okay. Wonderful. Let me just pull this up.
I was checking the phone calls. Ada is doing great. She sounds like a normal person, except that when she repeats the phone number, she goes too fast.
Repeats like it too fast? Okay.
Yeah. When she repeats her phone number, their phone number information, she goes like, so your phone number is 718 da 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 da.
Okay.
So I don't know if they, I could not understand in there because she noted too fast when she advised the people that that's the phone number.
Blurting it out.
Yeah, but it's pretty intuitive. She, the one lady tried to trick her saying, when Ada asked, what's the best phone number to reach you out? And then the lady said, the one that I'm calling from.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, she said something else, and what's the best time for the installation or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's pretty intuitive, she sounds friendly, and she sounds like a person, but nowadays I know that people can assume that it's a robocall and not a person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she was still learning the way she goes at the end, something that I can help you with. And then they said, no, that's it. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. I think that's kind of awkward to leave, but.
How would you like to end the call, let's say, so I can relay back to the tech team?
Then,
what could we say?
I will say we're here for you. Let us know how can we help you in the near future. In the meantime, I would like to thank you for calling Millennium Security in Locksmith. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, okay. So we're here for you to let us know how we can help you in the near future. In the meantime, we'd like to thank you for calling Millennium Security in Locksmith. Have a great day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I can have them program it so we have a better, you know, better outing. Like we said, we're trying to get it, you know, in tip top condition, right? In the best shape possible. Mm-hmm. So this is certainly gonna help. Mm-hmm.
But always friendly, kind of like, you know, when we can tell people that we're smiling as we speak.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know how to explain it, but people can hear a smile or a giggling when you're speaking to make it more life.
Yeah, it matters. That really does matter when you're having, you know, to transmit a message, right? That really does matter. So. Mm-hmm. As long as you like it, that's good. You know, any adjustments that you hear, you'd like to take care of, we can keep on adjusting it, right? We want to get it in the best shape possible.
Uh huh. Yeah. So I have a few calls that I have to mark no valid lead, but obviously you guys are the ones that determine that. Like Cardenas Maria, she wanted a Lexus key, and so we don't do car keys. So I put that not a valid lead because she's asking for a car key, Lexus key.
Okay, so we can program Ada for it to say that you don't do vehicle lockouts or anything related with cars, because I see it actually told them that you were going to reach back out with an estimate, right?
correct, because Ada does not know that we don't do CAR T. So we can ask Ada to say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, we don't do CARs."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that way it can filter out those type of calls from the start.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We can help you with commercial, residential, industrial. Your best bet to find a CAR T made will be to reach out to Automotive Locksmith.
Okay. Would you like to add that as well?
Sure. In case if they say I need a car key for a Lexus or a key fob program, program locks for smart locks, but not car keys.
Not key fobs. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Key fobs, car keys. Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. No. We can certainly program Ada to, like we said, filter those type of calls out. You know, that type of communication from the start. You know, just to let them know instead of, you know, having them wait for the estimate. Right? Because right now it just tells them that, you know, that an estimate will be sent. So we definitely...
And I don't want to... Because in order for us to have Google Guarantee to work, we have to accept... car lockouts. So we can do car lockouts if they are nearby or they agree on the price. Like, there is a few customers that call and I gave them the price and they said, "Oh, no, thank you." So they hang up.
They hang up? Okay. Good.
Because they call in at 1:30 in the morning, they expect us to go and do it 5 minutes and charge very, very cheap. So at that time, it's more money. And I am possibly 45 minutes away, so they want someone 5 minutes away, and they want it very, very cheap. So they're not there. First of all, that comes from the trouble, and they want us to do it very cheap. So it doesn't.
Yeah. Matter. No, of course. I mean, if it's not worth it, then it's not, you know, something we want to pursue. Right, of course. Now, for example, last time we spoke Friday, right? So when we spoke Friday, we made the adjustment on the service area. We included, well, all of LA, and like we said, we excluded several areas, right? Now, I did notice, you know, the traction, right, the exposure increase. Right, very well. I see that we did get a few calls this over the weekend here. Now let's see exactly what type of calls we got. But we can, for example, from Friday till today, Google Guaranteed, it's been shown 650 times. 650 times it's been shown. You have 7 calls from Google Guaranteed. Now, out of those 7 calls,
how much is each charge for
Google
Guarantee?
How much is each what? I'm sorry?
Each charge,
okay. Because, for example, if we look at the overall spending from Friday till today, let's see how much you spent. So from Friday till today, you spent $254.61. That is already including the 20%. I'm sorry, we're doing 15. I'm sorry, my mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's $239.63. That's what you spent. $239.63.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days.
Until today, yes, that is for the 7 phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
2 on Friday, 4 Saturday, 1 Sunday, and then you didn't get any yesterday. from Google Guarantee.
I got one yesterday from Rose Fernandez, which I am. I went there and scoped the work, and today I'm getting some lots and giving an estimate. This is going to be a pretty good job. Possibly like $1,000 or $1,200 with two cameras. The father died, has a construction company, and has two garages where he's got all the equipment, and his workers are stealing tools. And they have a lot of tools and buckets ready to take out, but they were cut. And so I'm securing that place, but it's just a matter of time for us to secure the place, otherwise they will come back and try to get the rest of the tools. They have a lot of tools there. So I'm working on an estimate for that. That will pay up for the jobs, but I'm glad that School Guarantee is taking more calls. I just need to see how to, on Google Guarantee, I don't see the call interaction. I see it on the Google apps.
You mean on the app?
Yeah. I don't see the phone call interactions.
Okay, so let me show you how we could see that. Okay, but for example, on the dashboard, they're all programmed. Now they're all showing. I'm sorry. The one from Rose, the one you're talking about, that one came in from Google Ads. That's I'm glad that one came in. That's good. But that one came in from Google Ads. So the way that we can tell is, do you see on the dashboard, do you see the option that says filter?
Okay, filters.
So you can select, for example, Google Verify.
Google Verify, that will, I don't see that. I see lead type, phone calls, status type, SMS, time period, websites, location, Facebook ads, spam, Google Guarantee ads.
Okay, go ahead and hit Google Guarantee ads.
Well, I click and a check mark came out.
Yeah. And then you just hit apply.
I checked Google Guarantee ads, but it does, I don't see the apply.
Okay. Where it says lead type at the very top, right? It says lead type, and then you see, let me just send you a little text message here.
Okay, lead type, I see that.
And then you see all calls, SMS, website. Do you see that? Are you able to move that? Okay. So there should be one at the end that says Google Verify.
No. I don't see it. I see
that Google. Was on the bottom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the very bottom is Google Guarantee Ads.
Okay. And then if you keep scrolling down, you don't see the apply button anywhere?
No.
Okay. Just go back. Can you send me a little screenshot of what you're looking at when you hit filter, please?
Uh-huh.
So I just sent you a little screenshot myself, but I want to see what you see on the app.
Well, mine's are different. My screenshot is different, but I'll send you the screenshot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please. That's different because I'm using the computer more than likely, right? But I mean, that's why I want to see what you're saying.
I sent it to you.
Huh? one moment while I get it, okay? I still haven't received the text message. Does it show a set on your end?
Yeah, it shows that it's sent. I send it. It's below the text that you sent me.
So that's saying 877 number, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. One more minute, though.
Maybe because I'm in the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, usually when we were working on this, we can receive it, right? So I'm just checking if it's an issue with the phone. I'm sorry, with the phone number. I'm just going to send you another text message. Just try to send it to this other number, please, okay?
Okay.
So send it through the 951 number that I use.
Okay. I send it to you.
I want to make sure it's not a problem with the 877 number. There you go. I just received it. So that. Uh-huh, okay, and then you hit view leak under that?
View leaks, okay.
View leaks, uh-huh, the orange button there?
Yeah, it takes me back to the leaks.
Right, right. Now, those that you see there should be only Google guaranteed, right? Let's say you open one of them. Open one of them?
Cardenas Maria.
Let me double check here so I can see. Cardenas Maria. It's not a new lead though, right?
That's a lead that came on March 17th.
March 17th?
Which is today, isn't it?
That is today, yes. I don't see any calls from today, though. So more than likely, that is from Google Ads. So that's, it shouldn't be showing there. Okay, just go ahead and hit filter again.
Filters, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Now, where it says lead type, right, do you still have Google Guaranteed Ads checked?
Yes.
Is that the only one you have checked?
Uh-huh. Unless you want me to check also phone calls.
No. It's not filtering them out. Then let me see. Okay. Do you see the little calendar where it says all time that you can switch?
No.
No. Okay. One second. Okay. When after you hit filter, can you hit where it says status type?
Yes.
What option do you have selected there?
On this one, nothing, unless you want me to follow up, needed, schedule, completed, not available, lead. Oh, so this one's, yeah, I would like to have all of that, like follow up needed, schedule completed, not a valid lead, no answer, not interested.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are just the status. So you can just keep it as is right now, but you can always play around with it, right? I mean, if you want to check out all the scheduled ones, you just hit status type scheduled, and then you hit view lead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But let's go down even more. Do you see where it says, let's say, spam?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and click on spam or just spam.
Yeah.
And what options do you have there? What boxes do you see?
Spam, blocked. One is a spam, the other one is blocked.
Okay, and are any of them checked out?
No.
No, okay.
Do you want me to check them so that we know when they're spam so we don't waste our money?
Yeah, I mean, when it's a spam, like you said, the system detects it, right? That's why these ones that you see, those boxes, are when the system detects it as a spam, you get basically added to our database, right? So it's like a little, that's the call tracking number, that's the filter that it has. So you can see all the blocked ones as well, right? All the blocked phone numbers.
So I'm checking those two boxes, the spam and block. They're green now instead of gray.
Okay, okay. And then you just hit, let's go ahead and you hit time period.
Time period. I'm putting the last 30 days.
Last 30 days, okay?
Status type, I put all of them, no answer, not interested, not about the completed schedule, follow-up needed.
Great.
Side, I'm putting phone calls as the Midwest side. I don't have Facebook ads, or unless you guys put it there.
Yeah, so lead type, for example, we want to take off phone calls, SMS, and website, because we want to see only the Google Guaranteed ads. Right. Right now, just hit Google Guaranteed Ads. That's the only one we want checked.
Okay.
Okay, and then just hit View Lead.
Okay.
Do you see the same thing, or what do you see?
Now I see total Google Guaranteed Ads. Spam, block, last 30 days completed, not interested, no answer, follow-up needed, not a valid lead sketch.
But it's not giving you the just the Google guaranteed leads, let's say?
No, it's giving me Google guaranteed ads, but not Google verify.
Okay. Because for example, if you just hit the filter again, just hit clear all.
So clear everything?
Clear all. Uh-huh. You see clear all at the top? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I clear all.
And then view lead.
View
lead. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So you see all of them, right?
I see the leads.
Yeah.
Like Rudy Rosales, Ernest.
That's the newest ones. Those are the newest ones, right? So let's say the last one you got from Google Guaranteed is one that ends in 9393. All right, so that was on the 15th. If we scroll down a little. 9393, it just says wireless callers. That was at 2 a.m.
Yeah, 9393.
Mhm. So if you hit that lead, just click on that.
Mhm. I see Google Guaranteed call.
You see Google Guaranteed, right? And then you see the interaction. So
yeah.
In theory, you should be able to filter out the calls on the app, so you can see only the Google Guaranteed call. Right? if you want.
So everything else will be Google Apps.
Yeah, unless if it's marked there as Google Guaranteed, that's the only way it's Google Guaranteed. If it's not, then it's Google Apps.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I need to be more on it on this one every 5-10 minutes so that I don't lose phone calls or interactions. Is there a way that I can have an alert for any app, any Google app? I know that sometimes you send me like a text or an email saying we are forwarding a lead.
Mm-hmm.
Locus Flash, Ada handle your phone call and she handle the person was Maria Cardenas that wanted a...
They're supposed to send you a notification, right?
Yeah.
A real-time notification?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the way we can notify, right? I mean, if you hit Ada, as soon as it's finished, right, you get that notification, right? So, but we're not able to, let's say, identify if it's Google Guaranteed or Google Verified, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Google Guaranteed or Google Verified or Google Ads, or if it's, you know, straight through the numbers, right? But after the conversation with Ada, you should get a real-time notification to call them back.
Okay. Yeah, in case just yesterday I was installing along. It was Saturday, I believe I had my phone turned down, and I made all those calls that came.
Saturday?
Yeah. That's why I didn't answer four phone calls.
Gotcha. Have you tried to reach out to them again?
Yeah, I call everyone this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully, at least somebody gets back to you. Hopefully, we can get something out of that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for Google Guarantee, like we said, since we have the vehicle lockout, the only thing that I could maybe think about doing is reducing the service area even more, but still keeping Los Angeles, right? So like we did it last time, just exclude areas instead of taking LA out altogether. Because we did see a big boost when we added LA.
Yeah, I will say lockouts, if I can have them in Santa Clarita, Citizen Ranch, which is only 5-10 minutes away from me, but if I take lockouts in Los Angeles or Downey, well, maybe not Downey, but West Los Angeles, Culver City, Santa Monica, Brentwood, those are 45.
Yeah.
45 minutes away. They're not willing to wait for me. Even if I say I'll be there 20 to 40 minutes, they won't be there 20 minutes. They will say, no, I need someone in 5 minutes.
Right.
They will not be willing to wait 40 minutes. I'm trying to give a window of 20 to 40, but realistically it's 40. Maybe even 45 by the time I jump into my van, take a shower or something like that and run to them. And then in the mid of my traveling, I may get canceled because they probably call someone else closer and cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
It has happened.
Yeah. I mean, in that case, you know, we would go ahead and need to reduce the service area, right? Because, you know, Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Yeah, only for the lockouts, but everything else could be the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing, right? I mean, for Google Guarantee, for example, right? We select the categories, and then we select the service area, right? Now, when all the categories are shown in the service area that we select, let's say that we can't specify, you know, for this category, I want it here, and for this category here, I mean, all the categories go into the service area that we select, right? So, and for Google Guarantee. So, for that, with that being said, only thing would be, you know, because if we keep it this way, you're still going to get lockouts from far away, right, from COVID cities in those areas. So, for Google Guarantee, you would need to reduce the area. Or, I mean, another thing that we can try, like we said, they recommended we keep vehicle lockouts, right? But yeah, after vehicle lockouts was turned on, right, we still weren't getting that many calls. Now, when we added L.A., right, the city itself, when we spoke last Friday, we see that big boost in exposure. So we can try to turn off the Google the vehicle lockout on Google Guaranteed while keeping this broader service area and see how that works, right? See if we actually get the exposure without having the vehicle lockouts on. And if that doesn't work, that we stop getting calls from Google Guarantee, then we can just turn on vehicle lockouts, but reduce the area so you don't get, you know, more of those calls outside of your range. That would be the fix for those calls. Do you want to try turning off vehicle lockouts with this bigger area, see how we do?
Yeah, you can try to filter it and to make it in a way that it'll work for us without locking or without having Google Guarantee diminish the phone calls or the jobs, because they may be leads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, and like I said, usually Google Guarantee, they tell us the category, more or less, right? They see if they search vehicle lockout, right, they have that job type there. But if they search something general like locksmith, right, for example, the calls that we got Saturday, it doesn't say vehicle lockout as such. Right? Maybe they do mean vehicle lockout, but what they searched was just the general locksmith. So when you have vehicle lockout, you show up under locksmith searches as well. Right, a lot more locksmith searches. But it was just the fact that since we were just being too specific with the zip code and we added LA, that's when we got that big boost in exposure. So that's why we got other let's say leads, but we're not sure if their vehicle lockout or not. They just searched locksmith. So we can see, like we said, if we turn off vehicle lockout, it may affect the locksmith exposure. So that's why I'm asking, right? And if we want to try it, let's say this next few days, turn vehicle lockout off with this, you know, expanded service area that we set up. And see how that does. See if we get that drop or not. But according to what they recommend, you know, they recommend to keep that on. But obviously they want it to keep spending. So that's what we want.
What I will say to keep it on the safe side, I will say to leave on the lockouts nearby me, like in the Santa Clarita area, but turn off the lockouts on everything else, because I may not get there 5-10 minutes like they want me to, and then I can charge $125.99. So I try to work with my customers that if this is an emergency, or you can go to work, you just got locked out, but the keys are inside, you still have your key for your car, go to work, and I'll I can unlock when you come back from work, and I can charge you less. Then they like that idea, rather than they one 5 minutes locksmith to go there and lock it so they can go to work. I gave them a little options and more flexible times and cheaper money, rather than there for $200 when in reality they can come back. Unless they have a baby inside or a dog or
something,
the fire on the stove, things like that, then they need it. They want it immediately. So maybe just keep it, turn the lockouts on in my area. That way Google guarantee will not kick us out because we don't have lockouts. That's the reason why they don't send us jobs.
That's one of the reasons why it stopped then, right? Mm-hmm. It did stop then. But we did have a smaller service area too. Right, we didn't include these other areas. Right, we just added zip codes. So, you know, we can go ahead and keep it on. I'm gonna look for a way to try to clean up the vehicle lockup. We said Nita's definitely gonna help us with that too. Right, help us with those type of calls. But we don't want to spend on categories we don't want. Right, but we need to find a way to just let's say move that job site. Just modify that specific job site and not all of them, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and check with my team.
As far as the budget, is it depleted? I still have money there or what?
For Google Ads?
Both.
For both? Okay, let me check. So we still have a budget. I'm checking exactly how much you still have. Now, I do notice my Google Ads team, they're actually looking into another type of campaign, which is called the Performance Max campaign. So let me just check that, send that over to you. So basically, when people have searched for something in the past, you know, like a previous search, on Google, say on Google News, on YouTube, on all the Google platforms, there's different sponsored sections there as well, right? So the Performance Max is a cheaper type of Google ad, right? But it allows you to show up on those platforms as well. Let me just send you a little example here. I'm still here with you, Sal. Okay, just one more minute. Right now, I'm trying to get an example, let's say, of the Performance Max campaign that they're running. But for Google Ads, you know, since we weren't using that much before, I'm gonna tell you exactly how much we have right now. Okay, just one more minute. So far, you spent about $1,500 for Google Ads from the 24th, from February 24th till now. So we still have a good budget left, so.
Like another close to $1,500.
Yeah.
We raised it up to 35 or to 3,000.
Yeah, so we raised it to 3,000 from what I recall. Let me just triple check. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you paid 2,600 on the 24th, and then on that, well, that was on the 24th, right? That was February 24th. And then in March, you paid 500 for the Google Guaranteed leads that were used in February. So in total, as per our last conversation, yeah, the budget was going to be raised to 33,000, right? That's what we raised it to. But when, you know, before, you know, from the 24th till now, it spent almost 1,500. But from Friday till today, right, it spent almost 1,000, right? So it wasn't spending as much. Like we said, it was spending about $30, wasn't hitting the $100 limit. And then, so since it's kind of compensating a little bit, it's been spending, you know, $186, $170. It's been spending a little more, right? Because it's compensating for what hasn't been spent. But it's, we can set it up to hit that hard limit, or, you know, we can keep it as is.
On the Google Guarantee or Google Ads?
For the Google Ads.
The Google Ads, I think we need to keep it at $100 a day.
Just hit that hard limit? I'm just letting you know based on the demand, right? For example, today, let's say today, for the Google ads, right? The ad has been shown 342 times as of right now, today. It's been clicked on 13 times. That's right? So about $11 per click right now. So currently you spent $145. What did they search? Apartment locksmith, emergency locksmith Glasgow, open lock door, mobile locksmith, residential locksmith near me, and SC4 key. Those are a few of the clicks that have already been today. So like we said, if we hit that limit, it may limit the exposure we're currently getting, right? Mm. So we can also schedule, we can schedule times, right? If you don't want it 24/7, let's say you want it from a certain time to a certain time, we can set it up that way too, right?
Yeah, I would say set it up from 8:30 till about, I will say, to 8:30. Sometimes at nights, it's mostly lockouts.
Okay.
So, and then I will not be able to
convert.
Either answer or go as they want me to, and then I'll be spending all that money.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. In that case, we'll go ahead and just set it up from 8:30 to 8:30.
But the business is open till, I believe, till 11 on the website. But
and we can keep it that way. Mm-hmm. That's up to you. I mean, if you want to change it on the website, we can. Right, but we can keep it that way on the website, and we can run the ads when we want. Right, I mean that's totally fine.
Yeah. And remind me if this guy, I believe Joshua or Alex, they should call you to get the website installed also and. Into platform.
Yeah, they never got in touch, Sal. Do you want to give me their number so I can try to call them again?
Yeah, I can give you their number, but then I have to. Let me see. Okay, so their company is with. Dynamics. You can try a 623. Are you ready to write?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
623-462-2801. 623-462-2801. Yeah, and just tell them that you were informed by me to give them a call to give them access to the website so that they will also, because they owe me $2,000 on advertising that were used on social media and never worked, and they said, we're going to put you on a different platform.
What are they doing for you, Sal?
They did, went, social media. for 6 months, and mm-hmm. and I didn't receive no leave.
We can do social media too, Sal, just in case you ever want to try that out.
I will keep that in mind, but since they owe me,
yeah, no, of course, use it. But we need to. I do need to check. You know, because like I said, well, based on what you've been telling me, it's not really clear what they need, right? Because they say they want access to the website, right, to make adjustments. You have access through the web editor, right? Or if they want the domain to apply a different website, that would be different, right? So I would need to check with them. I'm gonna give them a call.
Check,
Joshua.
Check with them and verify if what they need is what you allow.
Yes, so I'm going to go ahead and double check with them, and then mm-hmm. I'm going to reach out to you again, okay, so we can make sure we're clear on what they're doing, and we don't want to step on anybody else, but we do want to keep helping you out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'll just keep in touch with you, Sal. I'll work on these other adjustments that we talked about for Ada and the schedule, and mm-hmm. I'll keep in touch, all right?
Okay. Okay, Ruben. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Do you have any other questions for me as of right now?
No, not. Let's keep working.
I'll give Joshua a call. You have yourself a good one there, son. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.